Imagine a future where you wake up naturally. No alarm, no panic attack, no existential dread pressing on your chest like a drunk uncle who fell asleep mid-hug at a family reunion. Your AI assistant has already brewed your coffee exactly the way your taste buds and your nervous system like it. And it's adjusted the lighting to match your circadian rhythm and scheduled your tasks for the day based on optimal dopamine release patterns. You work from home, if you still even work in the traditional sense. Most of the repetitive, boring, soul-sucking jobs have been automated. And now you get to spend your day creating, thinking, and exploring weird ideas with other weird humans while the machines do all the heavy lifting. And society has finally realized that people are more than productivity units. There's universal basic income. Mental health care isn't a punchline. And you haven't had to email an HR rep in 5 years. Okay. Now I want you to imagine the other future. This one's a little more fun. You wake up in a pod the size of a walk-in coffin. Your job is to train the AI that replaced you under the guise of freelance consulting for a platform called Worker without the E, or Skills without the I, or some other disemboweled vowel startup. You're rated on a 5-star scale by bots. You compete with thousands of other desperate freelancers for 30-second gigs that pay 13 cents. And you're paid in crypto, but only after your behavior score hits 85%. And as far as healthcare goes, only if you subscribe to Premium Humanity Plus do you get healthcare. And therapy? That's a chatbot named Bliss Unit who tells you to try deep breathing and reminds you to smile more. And then at night, you watch content written by machines, performed by deepfakes, produced by algorithms, and then you wonder when exactly the future got so synthetic and surreal. And now here's the fun part. Both of these futures are technically possible. No pun intended. And right now, we're somewhere in between these. Or maybe we're sliding towards the second one in a shopping cart with one bad wheel, pushed by a grinning tech bro who keeps yelling, "Disruption." All right, so let's talk about how AI is already mutating the world of work. What it's breaking, what it might fix, and why, despite what LinkedIn says, pivoting might just mean selling plasma. Okay, let's start with a simple truth. AI isn't here to liberate you. It's here to optimize you. And by optimize, I mean trim the fat. And by fat, I mean you. You know, the moment artificial intelligence learned to write emails and crank out soulless marketing copy. The corporate world had a eureka moment. They were like, oh, wait a minute. If we could do everything we already do, just without paying health insurance or lunch breaks or whatever's left of human dignity, let's do it. And so began the great optimization. Not to make life better, but to make the quarterly earnings report slightly sexier to investors. So the bosses aren't evil masterminds twirling their mustaches. They're just terrified middle managers trying to keep their own jobs by nodding along to whatever buzzword-rich PowerPoint is trending that week. You know, last year it was synergy, and this year it's generative AI, and next year it's probably going to be something like, please don't unionize. Okay, a little reality check here. As of 2024, 40% of businesses in the U.S. say they're already experimenting with AI to cut labor costs, not enhance jobs, cut them, fire and replace, out with the humans and in with the spreadsheet sorcery. AI is turning corporate capitalism into a bizarre paradox. Machines create more value, but fewer people are getting paid. And productivity is skyrocketing while wages are flatlining. And what's left of the middle class quietly disappears. And the best part, you're expected to cheer this on. Learn to code, upskill, pivot, rebrand your existential crisis by embracing change. And, you know, never mind that your resume now reads like the backstory of a broken NPC in a dystopian video game. Former graphic designer, turned UX content strategist, turned AI prompt engineer, turned DoorDash top dasher. All right. So let's not pretend this is new. AI didn't create the soul-crushing gig economy. It's just giving it steroids and a smiley interface. I mean, do you remember when Uber was supposed to empower workers? Be your own boss, make your own hours. And then that turned out to mean 14-hour days, sleep in your car, and pray that your rating doesn't dip below 4.7, or you're excommunicated like a leper with bad customer service vibes. You know, that same model is now being wrapped in a shiny new code. Only now, instead of delivering pad thai to drunk college kids, you're delivering prompts to train AI models that will eventually replace you. So it's kind of like helping build your own guillotine. But hey, at least they gave you equity in that blade. So the platforms are breeding faster than conspiracy theories on a Tuesday in the US. Fiverr, Upwork, Amazon, Mechanical Turk. If you've never heard of them, good. Stay pure. But for a lot of other people, they're out there scraping together $3.50 gigs like digital coal miners with lungs full of algorithm dust. I mean, you do data labeling for 6 hours, you get paid enough for a gas station sandwich and a single ply toilet paper roll. But hey, I mean, you're part of the future, and that's exciting, right? And, you know, this is what people are calling progress. Okay, so let's say you do still have a job. Congrats. Now you get to live in a hybrid nightmare of human labor and machine oversight. Think 1984, but with Slack notifications and facial recognition. You know, modern AI doesn't just replace jobs. It monitors the ones that it hasn't stolen yet. And your keystrokes are tracked. Your bathroom breaks are time-stamped. You know, your tone in your emails is analyzed for team cohesion. Your screen activity is recorded in real time by something called productivity analytics software, which is really just a polite way of saying, we're watching you poop. Amazon warehouse workers already wear devices that buzz if they slow down. And call center reps have AI whispering in their ear, coaching them mid-call like some deranged sports announcer. Your empathy levels are dropping, Michael. Smile harder. I mean, even office workers aren't safe at this point. You know, a lot of companies, they now use software that monitors whether you're looking at your screen or how long your mouse is idle. And God help us all, how often you use positive language in Slack messages, because, you know, nothing says high morale like being forced to type yay after your fourth meeting that day. You know, you're no longer a person with intuition, experience, or emotional nuance. You're a cluster of metrics, a productivity rat in a digital maze, punished for blinking too long. All right, so here's the psychological twist. Even if your job isn't taken by AI, it's being reshaped in its image. You know, suddenly you're expected to compete with machines. Output faster, work longer, respond instantly, sleep less, never log off. Because if you can't, guess what? There's a tool that can. And even creatives aren't spared. Writers, artists, video editors, you now have to churn out more with less while being told AI is just your assistant. But it's the kind of assistant that keeps sending you passive-aggressive calendar invites and occasionally draws better than you. Though I'd say it's getting better at that all the time. You know, burnout used to be a symptom, and now it's a performance metric? You know, we've internalized this grind. We wear it like a badge of shame-flavored honor. I only slept 4 hours last night. I had 83 messages before breakfast. My brain is melting. The spreadsheet says we're winning. You know, it's late-stage corporate capitalism and midlife crisis. If they had a baby, you know, they'd probably name it Hustle GPT. Okay, so let's come up for some air. Because yes, it's easy to spiral into the hellscape. It's practically a hobby at this point. But, you know, let's try something a little crazy for a minute. Imagine it doesn't all go to shit. Imagine if AI actually helps. I know. It feels wrong just saying it. Like complimenting a slumlord. But hear me out. What if AI does exactly what it promised to do before the venture capital money started foaming at the mouth? And what if it automates all the garbage jobs first? You know, the ones nobody wants to do. The ones no human being should ever have to do unless they're being punished in some ancient Greek myth. Like scrubbing millions of spam comments from the internet, or analyzing 10,000 hours of insurance footage, or listening to customer service calls about why someone's Wi-Fi isn't working even though they've already rebooted the damn router 10 times. I mean, what if AI becomes the invisible infrastructure of our lives? Handling the repetitive nonsense so we don't have to. Because let's be honest, there's a reason most people fantasize about not wanting to work. And it's not because we're lazy. It's because a huge percentage of jobs are bullshit. You know, entire industries exist solely to maintain the illusion of productivity. And you know, if AI bulldozes those jobs into the abyss, that's not a loss. That's an exorcism. I mean, think about the time we'd get back. Not just in a do more side hustles way. I mean actual time. Human time. Time to sleep, read, sit on the porch and stare at birds like some semi-functional grandpa philosopher. Time with loved ones, pets, nature. I mean, that sounds kind of great to me anyway. I mean, look at it this way. Maybe we stop organizing our whole society around work. Maybe employment isn't the foundation of human worth anymore. What if we uncouple survival from labor and finally admit that forcing people to work 40 plus hours a week just to survive is basically economic BDSM? You know, what if AI becomes the final nail in the coffin of that whole bullshit grindset religion? You know, universal basic income? Suddenly that's not a fantasy. Healthcare decoupled from employment? I mean, that's way overdue. You know, work becomes optional at this point. Work if you want to. Creativity becomes central. People finally write those books they keep talking about at parties but never start. You know, kids grow up watching their parents exist instead of disintegrating on Zoom calls. You know, it's not utopia, but it's not Black Mirror either. I mean, it's possible. Okay, but here's the catch. And you knew this was coming. Who owns the robots? Because we already know how this goes. You know, technology doesn't liberate people by default. It liberates capital. That's the default setting. And that's why for every one dreamy tech utopia idea, imagine if AI made life easier. There's a counterpoint that sounds like, yes, but what if a private equity firm owns all of the life-easing AI and charges you $8.99 a minute to use it, unless you agree to watch 5 ads and let them scrape your dreams from marketing data? So, yeah. We could have a world where AI gives us freedom, but first we'd have to pry it out of the cold, manicured hands of Silicon Valley bros who believe empathy is a bug in the code and they don't understand why everyone doesn't want to live in a luxury pod with a smoothie IV drip and a 5G toilet. All right, let's get back to the more comfortable terrain where everything falls apart. Because, you know, most of us love our dystopian porn. I mean, let's face it. It's the more likely outcome if nothing changes. It isn't robot overlords, it's worse. You know, what it is it's like a smiley face prison made of convenience and dopamine and permanent surveillance. It's being nudged to death, poked and scored, optimized into a grinning husk of yourself. And you won't be chained up, you'll be empowered to make choices, all of which are subtly rigged, not through malice, but through metrics. And every app you use, every gig you apply for, every piece of content you consume will be customized for engagement, efficiency, and safety. You know, you're AI job coach will gently suggest you stop expressing frustration online. Your AI landlord might raise your rent if your behavior score drops. And then your AI therapist will quietly flag you for content risk if you mention the wrong word too many times. You won't get fired, you'll get phased out, deprioritized, made invisible. So, AI will keep society running like a well-oiled machine, but what they won't tell you is that you're no longer part of the machine. You're the squeaky piece they replaced with a smoother part. You know, you're still free to exist, but you just won't matter anymore. And because everything still works on the surface, no one notices the slow collapse happening underneath. You know, it's like a mall that never closes, but every store sells the same five things, and no one remembers what sunlight feels like. Okay. Take a deep breath. That was a lot of doom and gloom. So let's talk potential solutions. And not necessarily the kind that involve revolutions or cybernetic implants, though it may very well come to that. I mean, let's talk about things you can actually do without turning into an off-grid prepper who makes homemade toothpaste out of baking soda and fear. All right. So number one, get very real about what you actually want from work. I mean, this might be the first time in history where we can ask ourselves, what's the point of all this? You know, not in a midlife crisis way, but in a survival way. I mean, do you want security, flexibility? Do you want meaning, no boss, no pants? I mean, start there. Because the old system is not coming back. Ever. It's being melted down for parts. All right, number two. Learn AI. Not just to use it, but to see through it. And to try to understand it and not be terrified of it. And you don't have to be a programmer. But get familiar with the tools, learn how they work, use them like you'd use a power drill. Not something magical, but something sharp. Something that can either build or sever. You know, the people that understand AI will steer it. And the rest will be dragged behind it, screaming about how unfair it is. All right, number three. Don't buy the hype or the panic. You know, both are ultimately distractions. The people yelling that AI will replace you are often the same people trying to sell you a $300 course on how to survive being replaced. You know, the truth is actually more boring and more dangerous. AI won't replace everyone, of course. It'll make some people obsolete, yes, but it'll make some people hyper-productive, and most people confused and exhausted. You know, you don't need to become a tech wizard, but you do need to stay awake and try to pay attention and ask questions like, who profits from this? Who gets left out? Who gets to decide what better actually means? All right. Number four, protect your sanity ruthlessly. I mean, whatever happens next, the one thing that's guaranteed is mental fatigue. The world is, you know, it's changing fast and not in the cool sci-fi way, unfortunately. More like in a wait, was that building here yesterday kind of way? So, protect your brain like it's a fragile, easily corrupted hard drive. You know, take breaks, log off, get bored on purpose. You know, let your mind breathe. And, you know, if you can escape this entirely and go off the grid or something, More power to you. You know, no algorithm is coming to save your soul. That's your job. Okay. Number five. Build human networks now. You know, the biggest threat of the AI future isn't automation, it's isolation. Because the lonelier we are, the easier we are to control and manipulate and et cetera, et cetera. You know, find people who get it. Talk to them, meet in person if you can. Share tools, share grief, share black coffee and rage. I don't know. But just communicate with transparency and try to listen to each other. You know, the machine wants us atomized. We can resist by connecting. You know, look, I don't know what's coming. I'm not a futurist. I'm just some melancholic jackass yelling into an algorithm void, you know, hoping that someone else out there gives a damn. But here's what I do know. AI is not a god. It's not a demon. It's a tool. It's a really weird, powerful tool that reflects whoever is holding it. You know, if we let billionaires and buzzwords steer this thing, you know, we're all going to end up as unpaid background actors in a never-ending live stream called Late Crony Capitalism, the Musical. But if enough of us stay awake, like really awake, there's still time, I think, to build something better. You know, something weird, but real. Tangible. You know, something human. So yeah, you know, the robots are coming, but so are we. And maybe just don't let the machines write your eulogy. Thanks for watching.